Welcome once again to The Business Side on WUKY, our weekly spotlight on business news making headlines. I'm Alan Lytle, and joining me this morning is the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Let's first start with the news that professional soccer is coming to Lexington soon.
Yeah, that was big news last week that professional soccer is finally coming to Lexington. There's been some discussions about this for at least the past several years. But the United Soccer League has announced that they're bringing one of its League One expansion clubs to Lexington, and with play set to begin in the 2023 season.
Now, they're not going to play right away in a new stadium. I understand, like, the first season it'll be probably, most likely, UK.
Yeah, over in their Bell Complex as they get going with the team. And then the league has indicated that they are going to respond to the request for proposals for development on the High Street development project. That's that surface lot across the street from Rupp Arena. The Lexington Center Corporation has put out several requests for proposals to develop that parcel. And it seems like this would be a strong proponent, a strong project to go on that space. So we'll see what they come up with there. And, you know, that's exciting because not only would it be a professional soccer stadium in downtown Lexington, but also another venue for events, for concerts, for entertainment, and another draw for Lexington's downtown.
Yeah, and in close proximity, really, to the Town Branch Trail that they're building through the Distillery District as well.
It's all kind of coming together, isn't it?
So like a modern city.
Yeah. Nice to see that activity in downtown. I know they've had, kind of hiccups and hurdles to get over, and not the least of which was the pandemic, which actually, you know, helped the convention center renovation along in some ways. But, you know, Lexington's leadership and private developers are kind of putting their heads together on a long-term plan for downtown, and it's very exciting for the city.
All right, it takes big bucks to land a franchise for a professional league of any sort. So who are the owners and how did they do it?
Yeah, well, it's a private investment group, but it's led by a company called Tower Hill Sports, and that's owned by Bill Shively. He also owns Dixiana Farm here in town. And along with Vince Gabbert, he's going to be the president of what for now is known as Lexington Pro Soccer. The public will have a chance to weigh in on the name, you know, the team's color, the branding and everything. For now, it's just Lexington Pro Soccer. But Vince he's the vice president of strategic initiatives at Keeneland. He's well known around town. He's on the board of Commerce Lexington and the Bluegrass Sports Commission. So we've got some very well-connected and knowledgeable people helping to guide this development and bring a pro soccer team to town.
And speaking of Keeneland, the fall meet is underway, and you recently did a one-on-one with Executive Director Shannon Arvin. What was the big takeaway from that?
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, she's the first female president and CEO of Keeneland, which is a big development, but she certainly comes very well qualified. And at a time when thoroughbred racing and sales, as you know, is undergoing a bit of a transition just with some of the rule changes, some of the perception around racing, some of the stories that have broken in regards to, and this has been years, doping and people trying to kind of game the system a little bit. So it sounds like she's got a great handle on things and is leading Keeneland into its next decade and beyond to keep thoroughbred racing and the sales going strong.
And managing through a pandemic as well.
That's true, yeah. And, when she first came on, no spectators. Nice to have Keeneland running and the sales running full force again with fans in attendance. The weather has certainly looked to be great, and I'm headed out there myself on Saturday to go check it out.
All right, a Lexington-based media company has taken over the old Movies 10 Woodhill building, and how's that worked out for Wrigley Media?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting play for them. That old Cinemark 10 over there in Woodhill has sat vacant for years. And so Wrigley Media Group has leased that building, and they're renovating the old theaters into production spaces, for film projects, the first of which is one of their own. It's actually the first nationally syndicated television program filmed in Kentucky. It's called Relative Justice. I had an opportunity to go out there not too long ago and watch them work on that and write a story for Business Lexington. But all this is kind of really spurred by the film incentives being kind of revamped and reinstated in Kentucky that allows qualifying projects to be reimbursed for certain qualifying expenses. I mean, other states like Georgia, like New Mexico, have had an incentive, and we've had an incentive in place. It just hasn't had kind of the teeth that some of these other states have had. And so Wrigley Media is betting, and other production companies, that these revamped incentives will attract and bring more filming projects here to town. And they're not only, you know, making new shows, they're also building out a facility where some of these production groups can come in and film these projects, have the infrastructure, the staffing, the locations, everything that goes along with film projects.
So retrofitting Woodhill has really worked out in this particular case.
Yeah, and I asked Ross Babbitt with Wrigley, you know, who else is doing this? And he wasn't really aware of, you know, any of his friends in the industry or production companies that have taken advantage of such a kind of a natural space as an old movie theater. You've got the high ceilings, you've got the big doors for load-in, there's soundproofing. As he said, it's not located, you know, in a flight path. And it's got everything that they could want for building it out into studios. And so, as he said, as some of his friends have talked to him about it, oh, that makes all kinds of sense. So, you know, might not be surprising as more brick and mortar movie theaters, as our movie watching habits go more and more online and more theaters are vacant, to see them repurposed in this way.
You know what I like most about that deal?
What's that?
IHOP and Dairy Queen, right on the corner.
Yeah, they're right there. Well, and that's the thing, too. You know, they're bringing Relative Justice. It brings in people from all over the country to be on this show. They're kind of litigating disputes between family members is the conceit of the show. And they're coming in from all over the country. They're flying in. They're staying in hotels here in Lexington. They're eating and drinking in our restaurants and bars, going out and doing things like bowling. And then Wrigley Media, you know, themselves, they're buying their products and their needs locally, which is a big part of what the film incentives are designed to promote. So at least with this project, all those factors are being ticked off, and it seems to be working.
That is all the time that we have today on the Business Side. Our guest has been the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms, and you can hear our full conversation at wuky.org. Thanks for your time today, Tom.
You bet, Alan. Great talking with you. Thank you.